It's Ian Ryan hosting the Big Match on the Anfield Wrap, a series of shows where we look at pivotal games in the 2001 season to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of that memorable season. In this episode, we focus on the quarterfinal against Tranmere. In part two, I'll be speaking to John Aldridge, who led Tranmere that day. But before all that, I've got three people with me to discuss that game in the quarterfinal. I've got Cathy Long, I've got Carl Kopach, and I've got Andy McCann. And Andy, I'll come to you first as a man who was there that day. This one felt like it had a little bit of an edge to it.
It definitely did. I kind of discovered that, I think, as I got spat on from a flyover coming out of Birkenhead Central, because I grew up kind of with Tranmere being almost everyone's second team. I don't know if anyone else felt like that based in Liverpool with, you know, Johnny King and Aldridge playing for them, and had a real affiliation for them, and like kind of felt it was going to be like a nice atmosphere. You know, they were going to welcome us as the biggest club in the city that they kind of are close to, and it wasn't. It was the complete opposite. Coming out of the Birkenhead Central, I don't know if it was a formal police escort, but it got very, very serious and quite tasty straight away. And it was within 2 minutes of us coming out the train station, there were police around, because it's a hell of a walk as well. I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's up a big dual carriageway. But straight away, the edge was there from outside the garden. And once you got in, you know, you soon realised the lads who were causing a bit of havoc outside weren't even in the ground, because when we got in quite early, the ground was already full and there was an atmosphere in the half there. It was a cracking one. It was a really good day.
Cathy, how did you feel about it? Because Andy's right, it did kind of come with a little bit of an edge to it. And I remember thinking to myself at the time, you know, what will it be like? What will the atmosphere be like? Obviously, it's not going to be like Liverpool versus Everton, but it did have that little bit of a bubble undercurrent, didn't it? It was a game that had a little bit of spice to it.